Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
The Buffalo Bills select Keon Coleman, receiver.
The 2024 draft class is complete.
Yeah, I know, I love it. Here we go. Let's grade it, baby.
Let's grade it.
Justin Shorter, Mac Hollins, Keon Coleman, Quintez Cephas.
Mike Danger.
I haven't talked about the Bears yet, but I'm a happy Chicago Bears fan for the first time in many, many years during the NFL draft.
Gene Battaglia.
The executive producer's like, you know, I didn't realize you did an Owen Wilson impression. That was pretty funny. I'm like, thanks. That was actually Danger. So,
wow.
Still, it goes for icing.
And they score as a result of that. Declan Carlisle shoots it toward the net front. Gabe Forche will tip this puck through. This series is tied at one.
How dare you? How dare you?
The Rangers beat the Capitals 4-2 to sweep that series 4-0.
The Timberwolves have swept a postseason series.
The Wolves.
The Wolves. Get up in here. Seriously.
Just want to make sure that we're all appreciating LeBron James.
Kentucky Derby's coming up. Baseball. Lots to get to. Where to start?
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Yeah, Danger, I know we'll get to the Bills talk, but just a quick thought on the Amherst. And I know kind of we take the position, don't blame officiating. Amherst got screwed yesterday. They got screwed with that non-icing call.
Seth Appert afterwards.
Oh, yeah. It was a terrible call. Clear as day. And Kozak is as honest as the day is long. And you could hear it from the bench. It's not why we lost. Like, we got to defend. Obviously, we gave a 3 face-off goals tonight. Centers need to do a better job. Our D didn't do a good enough job boxing out. So we have to do a better job of that. You can't give up 3 face-off goals. That's most of their offense there. But it's a big call to blow, too. And have 4 guys not want to get together and confer to decide whether it's the right call or not.
What was your suggestion?
No, nothing.
They
said it was icy.
I love how we responded to that. Yeah, it's a terrible call. But you know what? We give up 3 face-off goals. That might make a difference in whether you're winning or losing hockey games. Man, Seth Appert just knows how to answer a question, doesn't he? We'll have him on with us tomorrow afternoon at 4:25. So, blown call or not, the series there with the crunch even. We'll have to wait and see if one team can get an edge over the other here as the week progresses. Seth Appert again tomorrow, 4:25. We welcome you into the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on The Fan Rochester. We sound our best in the free-to-download Odyssey app or on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. And don't forget, you can get us on your YouTube as well. YouTube channel is The Fan Rochester. We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester as well.
What grade do you put on the Buffalo Bills draft? Everybody, the grade is incomplete. We have no idea. And I could give you opinions like, wow, I'm kind of surprised. They only took one wide receiver. Or, hey, why are you wasting a 7th-round pick on a guy who's never played football? But ultimately, you just have to kind of wait 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, and then go back in time and kind of evaluate here. Because there's no way you could tell me who won the draft and who didn't win the draft over the weekend.
Sure. I think a lot of people will have... we'll take great exception to, and we'll always remember this year's draft for the year that we all stayed up waiting for the Bills to pick at 28, only to hear that they traded their pick to the hated rival that is the Kansas City Chiefs, and they went ahead and used that pick to draft the fastest player in the draft. That will be a hard thing for us to forget. And earlier today, I said, boy, there's a lot of arrogance with the Buffalo Bills. Like, you see it through the course of this offseason. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it feels like a reality that they're arrogant enough to believe that they can replace the production of Steph Diggs and Gabe Davis, moving on from Davis, which is understandable, trading Diggs, which I think there's more to it than we'll ever know, drafting Keon Coleman after you let the fastest wide receiver go to your rival, Keon Coleman, who notably ran a very slow time when you compare him to the other prospects in this wide receiver class, and then to just double down on the arrogance. Hey, let's draft Travis Clayton in the seventh round because, you know, we could turn him into something. Here's what I don't want. I don't want Aaron Cromer wasting time on developing Travis Clayton when he's got a guy shifting from guard to center, potentially anchoring his offensive line going into this season.
So for folks who are not familiar with that pick, he is from England. He has boxed. He's played rugby. He's 6'7".
He's huge. He's athletic. He never
has played a down in his life. Yet the Bills spent a seventh round pick. It's like, okay, you like him. Great. Then use him for an undrafted free agent. You have other needs. Yeah. You mean to tell me whoever the receiver of the choice on the board wasn't worth it at this point? Because you're so stocked at the receiver position there.
Sure. And they got plenty of undrafted free agents in wide receiver undrafted free agents as well. We'll talk about some of those here in a second. If there's one player that I think could be the guy that emerges as key and critical to their success this season, it's the fifth round draft pick, the center out of Georgia, Cedric Van Prangranger. The more I think about it, the more my hope for the Bills is that he comes in and dazzles early in camp so that this talk of shifting McGovern from guard to center can go away.
Yeah, and then you put Edwards back at the, hey, we need an extra offensive lineman, and then he's your swing guard here.
If continuity is a desire, then why would you disrupt two, potentially three slots on the line? And Ryan Talbert brought it up like, hey, you're going to have Deion Dawkins looking at somebody new to his right. Why would you do that? If you could just plug in this guy to start at center, and we saw it last year with Osiris Torrance. Right. So if you can make that happen with Van Prangranger, that would be, I think, a welcome surprise when you look at who they drafted here.
Yeah, I don't know, though. We'll see.
Yeah, of course.
That's one of the fascinating things. The guy, I think, is Cole Bishop. Cole Bishop, look the Bills value smarts. I think that's the one common thing, smarts and leadership. You listen to all these guys talk. Wow, they're very well-spoken football guys. Kind of, dare I say, can I say the C-word? Culture guys. Mm. Can you beat out Taylor Rapp? I would hope so. I would hope so. But the question is, like, at what point do you actually trust him? And I go back to Dalton Kincaid. Dalton Kincaid had a really nice year, did he not? Yeah, he did it. Do you remember how September went? The Bills barely trusted him. Yeah.
Yeah, Sean McDermott isn't hard and fast with giving out responsibilities to rookies. Cole Bishop was hoping that it would be the Buffalo Bills all along.
I had an idea of what range it was going to be, and then, you know, what teams need safeties. I mean, you can Google what teams need safeties, so being able to just look that up, and then, you know, there's a 10-pick range or so where a few teams needed safeties, and then, you know, I was hoping it was Buffalo, and it worked out.
So maybe we see Cole Bishop on the field at some point as a rookie. Another intriguing draft pick from over the weekend was the fourth rounder and Ray Davis, running back out of Kentucky.
Yeah, so you read his background, it's, yeah, like you want to talk about somebody that has gone through a lot. Foster care says he became a man at the age of 12, this while both of his parents, one time or another, were incarcerated. Ray Davis has everything you would want as far as being a leader. Now, he does have some miles. Usually, it's funny because when James Cook came out, wow, he hasn't touched the ball hardly at all in Georgia. The Bills get a lot of mileage. No, Ray Davis has. Ray Davis, first player in Division I to rush for 1,000 yards with three different teams, Temple to Vanderbilt. 2022, he gets his degree. And then, all right, you know what? I'm going to play one more year at Kentucky. Let me go to the big boys here in the SEC. And he was impressive last year, 7 receiving touchdowns, which, all right, how will the Bills use Ray Davis? And it's interesting. I think we're all kind of speculating how they're going to use him. Like we heard Ryan Talbot say short yardage. You know, that will be the, maybe that's also part of it. We talked to Dan Fates. Hey, he can be that guy coming out of the backfield and catching passes. And I think of James Cook, few bad drops last year. Maybe that's in the back of mind. No, I'm not saying that Ray Davis is going to overtake James Cook. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like you need a decent second running back. I'm kind of excited about
it. I feel like with Davis, with Ty Johnson being re-signed, and with James Cook, you have three running backs in that room that are all very similar. I feel like they all have very similar skill sets. Like we were wondering if the Bills would take a, you know, smash mouth between the tackles, kind of bruising running back in the draft. They didn't. The guy that we wanted, Audric Estime, ended up in Denver. So Davis has a skill set that to me and to my eyes looks very similar to what James Cook is and what Ty Johnson is. And maybe they don't need that bruiser between the tackles, short yardage guy, because you have a quarterback like Josh Allen and you've perfected the tush push.
That is a good point. I would also say too, that how many teams use actually two guys in the backfield? Not too many. And so it's not the worst thing in the world to have running backs with a similar kind of skill set. I did like hearing, reading that Davis is a good blocker. That is so important.
Undrafted free agents. The Bills have signed a handful of them. Of note, Frank Gore Jr., the running back out of Southern Miss, and of course the son of former Buffalo Bill and future Hall of Famer Frank Gore.
Which, that's kind of encouraging. Frank Gore, who played with the Niners, the Colts, the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins. Am I missing anybody? He's been around, right? His son could have signed anywhere. And granted, his son was also up here for a top 30 visit. So you already knew the Bills were kind of interested in him. But Frank Gore Sr. to say or to advise his son, you would assume he's advising his son, look, Buffalo is a good spot here. Practice squad? I think that would make sense there. I would think that you having somebody that will excite you during camp, but you know, just kind of put him. You can elevate guys from the practice squad too at any point. So I think that now that you have, what is it going to be, 19 slots available on the practice squad? I think Frank Gore Jr. is going to be one of those guys we're all going to be keeping tabs on at Fisher.
Yeah, and a couple of other names to keep an eye on. It. Wide receiver, we mentioned we'd talk about some of these undrafted free agents. Lawrence Keys out of Tulane. We'll be at camp. You will also see, you would assume we'll be at camp. Xavier Johnson out of Ohio State, another wide receiver that is signed as an undrafted free agent by the Buffalo Bills. And there will be some competition at punting with Jack Browning, the punter out of San Diego State, again, as an undrafted free agent who averaged 45.4 yards a punt in 2023. So you will see 90 players on this roster come hell or high water when we get to St. John Fisher University, and some of these guys could actually still be there.
Yeah, and I think the one thing we've come to the conclusion listening to Brandon Bean and looking at the numbers, according to Talbot, $3 million right now. Now, granted, you also have the $10 million that's going to come available when that Tre'Davious White kickback comes into play in June, but... So many rumors over the weekend. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. There's other wide receivers out there like OBJ. Folks, unless one of these guys is going to come really, really cheap, I just don't see a pathway. And I understand. I'm one that says, hey, I look at this wide receiver group and I certainly like Shakir. I'm curious as how Coleman's going to develop, but you really can't count on Coleman. Certainly not as a one, but I wouldn't even say as a two or three. Just kind of let him do his own thing. And then everybody else is everybody else. I want more of that position. I just think that for now, this is as good as it's going to be.
They did make a signing. The Bills did sign a free agent wide receiver who didn't play last year. He was suspended by the league for a year for violating the gambling policy. I'm talking about wide receiver Quintez Cephas, who was on Detroit's roster last year at this time.
Is that wrong? I would swear I wouldn't have placed that bet had I actually known.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Yeah.
I tell you, I got to plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here, that sort of thing was frowned upon.
And the thing is, you know that somebody said something about this sort of thing.
Holy mackerel, they make it so clear. I saw your face light up, and anybody was watching on YouTube and Twitch when we had Dan Fates on, because Fates, as you said, dusted off the character versus talent.
Oh, I love the culture versus talent.
Yeah, and it seemed like the Bills were going out of their way to draft character and culture guys. And look, we're not going to deny there's a ton of leadership that just walked out the door. We say Diggs, certainly he was a leader, whether you disagree with me or not. That's true. Like Poyer and Tre'Davious White and how many guys, Mitch Morse, poof, poof. Like there are guys that you are going to have to step up ahead of their time. It seems like the Bills put a lot of value into that. Okay, does this mean we're actually taking a half step back? Well, almost on cue. Okay, here's a guy that was suspended for a year.
Yeah. I love that. I love that debate. That was the debate that we had in the early stages of the Bean McDermott era when all we heard was about the process and trusting the process, and there's a process and we want character and culture and we're building culture, and you can't take away anything from what these guys have done because they have done that. They have built a winning culture in Buffalo. Nobody should want this team to revert back to the way they were before Bean and McDermott. We all remember how horrific that was. But at some point, you have to be able to manage talent while maintaining your team's culture. My guess is that Steph Diggs was a handful to manage to the point where we have to deal him to the Texans for a second round pick. You can't deny the talent. But the character is the thing that I think he was a leader. He was a team captain. He was a vocal alpha in that locker room. But I think we all can see that he didn't really mesh with Sean McDermott, right? That really wasn't a thing that was working, that Sean McDermott would rather not have to hear from his wide receiver during the course of a game.
Does Diggs talk on a podcast this summer? Does Diggs get with John McClain or somebody down in Houston and kind of lets out a little bit of what went on? Because it may behoove him just to kind of paint his former organization.
I don't think he does anything until after he's done playing football, man. I don't think he shares or does anything until – I don't think he's a guy that's going to burn a bridge. Even though it ended badly in Minnesota, we all saw how it ended in Minnesota, he was still very complimentary, and people were complimentary of him. I don't think that'll happen. But I think we can draw our own conclusions here. We're smart enough and educated enough to kind of figure out what we think happened. And it just feels as if last season, managing Stephon Diggs was just more than they wanted to do. Talented player, pain in the ass. So they get less of those pain in the ass players and bring in guys that are easier. They're not easier in terms of your ability to manage. You have to manage everybody in their own unique way, but guys that fit your culture. We don't have any stars. We're just a blue collar team of guys that just love to play football and love to play football for each other. We'll have each other. We'll pick each other up. We'll have each other's backs. That's all fine and good. But you know what? I want a guy that really can run fast too. I'd like a guy who can catch the football when it's thrown at him.
What if they'd say, like, you know, the Patriots? Yeah, they had a murderer on the team.
They did.
We don't need to go that far.
No, but they don't. Well, we'll take the guy that gambled. We'll take that guy. We don't want a murderer, but the guy that didn't play for a year because he was gambling, we'll take that guy instead. So, I love that Fates brought up the culture versus talent debate. Man, that's an oldie but a goodie. We used to have that all the time. It used to drive me nuts because we heard so much about culture. It was like, yeah, but at some point, bring in somebody better than Kelvin Benjamin to catch the ball. And they did. And they won a lot of football games with Steph Diggs as their wide receiver. I can't say today that this team's wide receiving room is better than it was last year at this time.
Okay.
It isn't.
Take it wider. Is this team better talent-wise than they were last year?
I can't say it. I cannot. Not yet.
They're younger. They turn the page on a lot of stuff.
Which is fine. We'll see, you know, look, when training camp comes and the heat of summer and the optimism.
The Pittsburgh All-Stars will be out there and it's sunny and bright.
Oh, we'll talk about how good Keon Coleman looks, how big his hands are. I can make a promise to you right now. I'm promising that Travis Clayton will be one of the interviews that the Bills give us during training camp. We'll want to know the story of this seventh round draft pick who has zero football experience.
But you're absolutely right. Like, I want Aaron Cromer talking to his rookie center just took in the
facility. I would take that. Yes.
I don't need like the project on the side.
I hope, I mean, look, I think Aaron Cromer is smart enough to realize that that is a luxury. That's not a priority. That's, you have this mammoth of a human being who's got a mean streak. That's nice. But what you really need to do is figure out who your best five starting linemen are and get them on the field as soon as possible, working together as soon as possible. God, I didn't even put two and two together. Van Pan Granger also had a year with James Cook. So they were teammates at Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a synergy there as well. I'm sorry.
Flag.
Continuity?
Flag.
You're throwing a flag.
Like, too many Zooms for you today.
Oh, you're right.
Just get that synergy out of here.
Well, there is a continuity that's there.
All right, I'll take continuity. Will
continuity work? Yeah. They know each other. We'll put it that way.
Familiarity
between SVPG. What did Catherine go? I rolled my eyes. Cedric the Centertainer. That's pretty good. We'll have to give her credit for that when we see her this summer as well.
She's full of one-liners, that Catherine.
Yeah. So there you go. The Buffalo Bills have concluded their 2024 draft class. They're undrafted free agents. Lots of tracking going on by Ryan Talbot, who joined us last hour to share some thoughts on some of these names that the Bills have added to their 90-man roster.
We have time for your calls and last call today. That'll be coming up. 866-4FAN, 866-4326. Want to get the shots, Dangerous. We've got a lot kind of going on here, including... including, look, the Amherst lost in game two, but game one, like when you're kind of going viral, when you're on all these websites like Outkick and Awful Announcing, like, wait a second, what happened here with the Amherst game in game one?
Okay, we'll get to that and more next. A round of shots coming up and your calls for last call at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Some Bills news on this Monday after the draft. As expected, the team picking up the fifth-year option on Gregory Rousseau, the defensive end, will be under contract through 2025. The team also signing wide receiver Quintez Cephas, formerly of Detroit. Cephas suspended by the league last year for violating the gambling policy. Dwayne Carter is the third-round pick from Duke.
Outside of that, I can't wait to get here, learn the landscape, learn Buffalo for Buffalo, and actually figure out, you know, where I can make the biggest impact, you know, where it will be technically my community outside of this facility and, you know, the team. So, you know, I got to get my boots on the ground, figure it out, but who knows? That's TBD, honestly.
The Amherst playoff series against Syracuse now tied at a game each, the best of five. Game three coming up Thursday night in Syracuse. Wings are off tonight. They host Syracuse tomorrow. The Yankees begin a series tonight against the Orioles. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, the Fan Rochester.
Odyssey is your home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to the sports leader, the Fan Rochester.
And now they call Eisen. Seth Appert disagrees. 7,728 people agree with him.
Problem is, it was still, in my opinion, a bad call. I thought Kozak redirected it into the offensive zone. Still, it goes for icing.
And they score as a result of that. Declan Carlisle shoots it toward the net front. Gabe Forche, off a questionable icing call, will tip this puck through. The Amherst are not happy, and as they head off the ice, Seth Appert will remain, as he will beg for a conversation of the officials. This series is tied at one. That is disheartening.
That's Andrew Mossbrooks and Brian Duff on the call from yesterday as the Amherst fall to Syracuse. That series now even at a game apiece.
Ooh, that's the danger of the five-game series, Mike. Didn't mean to do that. But I think Seth handled it perfectly. Like, yeah, it's the wrong call, but there's other things that went into this loss. Don't let it get to that
point. Don't speak the language of losers. Don't fall into the trap of blaming officiating when your team loses a game. There are other factors in play, and I love that Seth Appert addressed that head on. Like, hey, give up three face-off goals? That's a problem. We need to be better. Yes, you do. And the icing call was a bad call, but or the icing no call was a bad call. But.
Yeah, well, guess what? Syracuse now has the home ice in this series. Amherst, Syracuse coming up. That will be Thursday night's game three. Let's check in on the other playoff round, the play-in game in the North Division, Belleville and Toronto. The Sens eliminate the Marlies. I don't know if I've ever seen this before, Danger. We had a fight in the post-game handshake line.
Oh, fantastic.
Between Toronto's Kyle Clifford and Belleville's Boko Imana. The Sens now go on to face Cleveland in the best of five.
I'm always around and loving a good fight in the post-game handshake. What is deemed the ultimate sign of sportsmanship?
Yeah, no, not here.
Not happening.
No.
It's got some serious beer league vibes going on there in that play-in round.
Quick minute here for the Nighthawks. Season's over. 9-6, the not-so-nice final. Ryan Smith had the hat trick in the loss. Toronto goes on to face Buffalo in the semifinal. This was just the second playoff appearance for Rochester in the expansion era.
All right. So what's the future look like? We know that next season tickets are on sale.
Better, because you didn't have your goalie up until the last week of the season. So the Nighthawks, yes. Will they be here next year?
Yes.
Who's a long-term owner for the team?
Big question mark.
Yeah. Right.
Big question mark.
Yeah. And then with the, you know, the Amherst Pagula not bidding on the bid to manage the arena. Who knows? There are three games tonight in the NBA. Boston's home against Miami. The Celtics up 2-1. That's on TNT at 7:30, followed by the Lakers in Denver. Hey, the Lakers still alive. Nuggets can advance tonight. They're up 3-1. Over on NBA TV, 8:30, Oklahoma City looking for the sweep at New Orleans. Thunder up 3-0.
In case you missed it, Charles Barkley has had enough of New Orleans and their performance so far this postseason.
Disappointing New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck? Galveston? That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to sit near the Cancun. We're going to sit near the Galveston with that dirty-ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. So they can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
I love hearing the people laugh.
I can't take it, man. It's like, too good.
Yeah. Zion in dirty ass water. Two games tonight in the NHL. Doubleheader on ESPN has the Lightning and Panthers at 7. Florida's up 3-1, followed by Dallas and Vegas. Golden Knights up 2-1.
I like the under at 6.5 between the Lightning and the Panthers, which of course means it'll be a goal fest. Yeah, 5-4, something like that.
ESPN's Jeff Passan reporting they're beginning the process to change back the uniforms of Major League Baseball.
Come on. Yeah.
In a memo from the union to their players, quote, "This has entirely been a Nike issue. At its core, what has happened here is that Nike was innovating something that didn't need to be innovated.
Really?
Amongst the problems, small lettering on the back that made the uniforms look amateurish, gray tops and bottoms that didn't match, fabric that could rip open while you slide, and worse yet, see-through pants.
Franks and beans!
Many major league teams have celebrations in the dugout when the team hits a home run. Remember the Orioles last season made headlines with their home run bong? This year it's the Twins. They have the home run sausage. Catcher Ryan Jeffers carries around the sausage in his bag unrefrigerated. Manager Rocco Baldelli is concerned when the inevitable happens this season, when the packaging should break. Quote, "There's no doubt in my mind we are carrying around something that is very, very unhealthy to the human body. Whoever's touching that is in deep trouble."
All right. Now I need a little bit more explanation because I'm curious. I mean, listen, a raw sausage, obviously you're not eating a raw sausage. What are they doing with the sausage?
Just passing it around.
They're like just passing like a hot potato, passing the sausage around.
Yeah, you get to hold the sausage.
Okay. So I thought, all right, maybe it's you're putting a sausage on a roll and you're eating it after you hit a home run, which I probably wouldn't do during the course of an athletic competition. But, you know, hey, to each their own, you just hit a home run, knock yourself out. But this is just them using it as a prop?
Correct.
And it's the same one.
Right, and we haven't gotten to the warm weather months. And
what's the story? I got to know the story behind it because that's not just somebody.
Everything has it. You're right.
Right. Not just, it's like creatively somebody just said, oh, you know what we'll do? Let's pass a sausage around. There's a story behind that. That's what I need to know.
One of the players was asked about it. Baseball players were kind of weird. That was this explanation.
Yes, but there's still a story. Of course, you're weird. You're wired differently. You're a professional baseball player. You're a professional athlete. You're all wired differently. What's the story? Why an uncooked sausage? I've got to know.
Back to the Amerks, who did win game one. Okay, nursing a one-goal lead late. Syracuse pulling the goalie. You know what happens there. That's when Devin Levi, a goaltender for the Amherst, he comes up with the puck. Well, he's got a little bit of space ahead of him. He's got a clear lane to shoot at an empty net. He opted not to take the shot. Asked about it after, he gave us one of the all-time quotes.
Leave with a win rather than a goal. You know, I'm not trying to be too horny for, you know, scoring more than what you need. So we got what we needed, and that was it.
He's right. Missed the net. That's icing. Face off back in the Amherst zone. I just have never heard that. Try not to be too horny. By the way, like, who is in the Amherst media room? Is that like, there's some serious Beavis and Butthead laughing there.
Yeah.
He said horny.
He did. He did say horny. Yeah. Try not to be too horny. Yeah, I get it. You know, he doesn't want to, you know, you know, it's early in the series. You don't want to shoot your. You know what I'm saying? I get what he's saying. I understand. He actually said it better than I was about to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Here's what I would do, right? Because in St. Louis, they came up with a Gloria song. Like, do they have like a victory song for the Amherst? Because honestly, I think there is a song that they should play here, Danger, after every Amherst win now.
You want them to play, you're a degenerate. I know you. You and I came up around the same age. You want them to play Two Live Crew, don't you?
Isn't that what he's like? You know, wouldn't that be like going over? But do they actually, you couldn't do it because there's no clean version to that song, I would think.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Of course there's a clean version to it. And of course I used to play this on the radio when I first got into radio. And of course it blew my mind that they could take the lyrics to this song and find a way to clean it up to the point where it still passes FCC regulations. Are you kidding me? New goal song for the Rochester Americans? What do you think?
Yeah, after, like, ladies and gentlemen, here are your Rochester Americans.
All right, maybe we're pushing it a little bit, but if Devin Levi scores on an empty netter, have this queued up and ready to go.
What?
Oh, that's the one that got you. There's so many people that don't know this song or appreciate this song or have any idea about the Two Live Crew.
That's not the lyric. Watching Arsenio Hall.
What? Yeah. Remember when Arsenio Hall had a show? And it was very popular?
Appetite for love. That's not the lyric.
Yeah. No, there's that's the Two Live Crew. And that's Devin Levi's new theme song. If he scores on an empty netter, cue that up. That's got to be the one.
Okay, so I don't want this to go five, but let's say it does go five and the Amherst actually win the series, right? You're blurring that at the end, right?
I say save it for a special occasion. I think you have to, like, this is an organization that has allowed their players in Buffalo to select their own goal song, right? They've done this for years. I think you have to have this ready to go. If Devin Levi ever scores an empty net goal, you've got Two Live Crew queued up. Not the filthy, not safe for life version that you would shield. I mean, you're probably shielding your kids' ears from this version as well, but just once.
Just once. Like, Devin, if it were a 2-3 goal lead and they're pulling the goalie, it's like an elimination game. Take the shot.
Take the shot. And get ready for some Two Live Crew as your goal song, Devin Levi. Wasn't trying to be too horny for a goal. I'd rather have the win than the goal.
Leave with a win rather than a goal. You know, I'm not trying to be too horny for, you know, scoring more than what you need. So we got what we needed, and that was it.
You know who I think was laughing? I think that was Warren. I bet you it was Warren that was back there laughing.
No, I think it was Lance. It was Lance. Who else was at that game?
I don't know that it was Lance. Yurden, maybe. I think it might have been Warren. I think Warren from the Amherst might have been in the background laughing that Devin used the word horny to describe why he didn't go for the empty netter there. Good stuff. Well, Thursday night, we'll see if the Amherst can regain their home ice and get an edge on Syracuse and push them to the brink of elimination. We'll have all of your Amherst postseason action for you here on The Fan Rochester, your proud home of Rochester Americans hockey. Last call is next, 585-866-4FAN, if you want to join us. 866-4326. Give us your takeaways on the Buffalo Bills draft class, on the undrafted free agent hall. Any thoughts you have about this team as we now look ahead to rookie minicamp, we look ahead to OTAs, and eventually it'll be here before we know it, training camp at St. John Fisher University. 866-4326. As we close up shop and let you know who's stopping by the sports bar tomorrow afternoon next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Chester. Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN.
866-432-6. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
I think I take a lot of bits and pieces from different players. You know, I think the size and weight that I am, being able to move laterally and vertically that the way I do, I don't think it's just one particular guy I can put myself to. So I'd like to take different pieces from everybody's game and implement it on what I already been gifted by God.
That's Bills' second-round wide receiver, Keon Coleman, who was introduced to the team this weekend, made a little bit of a splash, talking about his yellow coat that he got at Macy's.
Macy's. Buy a season ahead. That was his...
Yeah, don't go shopping for your winter coat when it's Thanksgiving and you're out there with everybody. You got to go when nobody's looking for a winter coat. That's when you get the best deals.
What was that? Was it that story or the disclosure that not only does he go to Waffle House, but he's got the cell phone of the chef at Waffle House, making sure that you know his order's ready to
go. Grabbing some snacks. Didn't know if the snacks were him after the press conference. Yeah, I mean, Keon Coleman, he's a big hit. Big character guy, big personality.
Big character guy, and then Ryan Talbot retweeting this out. Apparently, Coleman putting out some content today that, hey, how do I get to know, playing with Josh Allen? He's playing Madden today. He's playing the Buffalo Bills, and I don't know if he just invented himself as a wide receiver, but he's playing Josh Allen.
I feel like I've seen this movie before. Wasn't this the same story when they traded for Stephon Diggs? Quickest way to get to know your teammate? Get some Madden going.
Yeah, I guess Josh Allen was not actually on Madden with him. It was just Coleman playing as Josh Allen in Madden.
Ah, okay. Well, that's great. Look, he seems like a really nice kid, right? He seems like he's got his head on straight. He's fun. He's funny. He's got a big personality. And, you know, if he can go out there and do the things that we hope he can do, well, then the Bills will be no worse for the wear for moving on from Stephon Diggs or letting Gabe Davis walk in free agency. We'll see. Remains to be seen if that kind of character that we saw this weekend lasts into year three, you know, when it comes time for a contract renegotiation. What's the mood like then for Keon Coleman? Things change quickly in the NFL.
Yeah, let him go out there and play. I think we're just so beaten down by the Chiefs. We didn't even mention this today. Oh, great. They gave Travis Kelce a new two-year deal.
Yeah.
$34
million. Oh, we didn't even waste any time talking about Zeke Elliott going back to Dallas either.
Like you said, that is a waste of time
right, to talk but about. But the thing that's interesting about that is he might actually be their one. He might actually be their one. What are they doing?
I thought they were supposed to be all in. All in what?
And then watch out for this as well. Because a guy that flamed out with the Jets just got signed by a team that's usually a contender. Is Mekhi Becton going to find a revitalization to his career in Philly? Big, big human. Big human. Couldn't stay on the field with the Jets.
Seemed like he had an attitude issue, too.
Yeah, almost feels like he didn't want to be a New York Jet. And just quickly, before we close up shop here, Jason Kelce will be on the Monday Night Football Countdown show. He'll be replacing RG3. And the NFL Today on CBS. Both Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason are out.
Wow.
Matt Ryan in. James Brown, Nate Burleson. Bill Cowher all returning. J.J. Watt where he belongs in a part-time role.
I thought you were going to say not on at all.
Tomorrow we'll talk more Bills. We'll get Matt Perino's take on the Bills draft, the undrafted free agents that have been signed after the draft. Matt Perino covering the Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard. The Shout podcast stops by at his normal time every Tuesday, 3:25. And I have a feeling Seth Appert will have plenty to say when we join him at 4:25. The controversial call notwithstanding, his team now even with Syracuse. Is that series now shifts to Syracuse Thursday night. His team takes the ice, trying to gain their advantage back over the crunch.
Yeah, so lots to talk about tomorrow. JR Sport Brief coming up.
Yeah, and if you missed anything from today, find us wherever you get your podcast. Just search out the Sports Bar. You'll get our entire show along with our conversation with Ryan Talbot and Dan Fates. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.